here's two guys who can handle the truth.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
But we can. Xavier Will. Scott Goble. RX Muscle Australia proudly presents Aussie Muscle Radio. Yeah!
Welcome to another episode of Aussie Muscle Radio. I'm your host, Xavier Wills, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, the compatriot Khan. My co-host this week, Scott Goble and Michael Galley. Now, it's the 4th of March 2014, and I want to mention before we kick it off, this episode is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. Scoop, shake, and get shredded. Now, we had a little bit of a mistake at this start of this podcast. We lost our first... probably about 10 minutes where we kind of wrapped up the Arnold Classic and we talked about Sean Roden, we talked about, you know, Evan Santopani and we Cedric McMillan and Dennis Wolf, and we talked about those kind of results and what we thought of it. Unfortunately, we mucked that up. I want to mention, obviously, the guys beat me on our new bodybuilding betting system that we've got in place where they both chose Dennis Wolf at 250 to 1. So they both get 2.5 points in the system. I chose Sean Roden, which I just missed out on, where I would have been 3-1 and I would have taken a convincing lead. But those guys won that out. Apart from that, we all picked Flex Lewis to win, and we all won that one. So that was pretty easy for us. But later on in this episode, we've got Josh Lenardowicz on the show, who's going to be battling Scott Goble for that IFBB Pro Card in the Men's Open at FedEx. And we've also got Anthony Rufus, who's probably one of the favourites, if not the favourite, going into FedEx for that Physique Pro Card. So it's going to be an absolutely great show. We pick it up actually at the end of the Arnold Classic men's show wrap up, where we start talking about Ben Pekulski, and then we go on to talk about the 212 men, and then we've got our interviews, and then we talk a little bit about FedEx and what's coming up with that. And I want to mention to everyone, over the weekend, from about, I think probably Wednesday night onwards, is when our first bit of kind of coverage will be going up. We'll have some athlete interviews. We've got some of the people doing the pro qualifying classes. We've got interviews and posing footage of those people going up on the website. We've currently got heaps of training videos actually going up and athlete profiles and stuff for FedEx. So much stuff. We've got a live play-by-play. This is going to be run by Michael Galley and Jimmy Sadek. And also myself, I'll be doing some of it as well. I'll just be popping by. I'm just competing, so I won't be doing all of it. And those guys are going to be putting up photos while the comp's on. They're going to be putting up, analysis of the competitors. Then they'll be running backstage and doing interviews. So those guys are going to do an absolutely terrific job. I just know it. And just go to rxmuscle.com.au over the weekend. And on our new slide there, we'll have, you know, the link to the play-by-play and stuff where you can check that out and check out all the photos and stuff while it's happening. And make sure you check us out on Facebook and Instagram as well, because we post going up on there as well. So on Instagram, it's just at RX Muscle Australia. And on Facebook, just search RX Muscle Australia and you'll find us on there. So we pick it up where we're talking about Ben Pekulski in the 2014 IFBB Arnold Classic. Ben Pekulski is one I want to talk about. I mean, this has to be a disappointing show for him, because he worked with Chad Nichols and he finishes down in 7th, and it's a clear 7th by the judging scorecard. What went wrong, Scotty? Like, why was Ben, you know, obviously last year 2nd place, this year 7th?
For starters, much, much deeper, much, much better lineup. So pretty much all those guys that were ahead of him last year, I think the only one he beat was maybe Cedric, and in this case, Cedric was vastly improved, and Ben got backwards slightly. He's a sort of physique like a branch that he has to be absolutely 100% on the money to get rewarded by the judges, and he was close. Like, he was good. He just wasn't as conditioned as last year, and his faults become pretty obvious. His back development is really, really subpar compared to his other body parts, and he just gets absolutely battered in those shots. So, yeah, it doesn't seem like he's made a whole lot of improvements, and then he missed the mark.
Yeah, it's unfortunate too, because he was really aiming for his show and he was wanting to win it. What did you think, Mick?
Yeah, he's gone backwards hard since last year. I think we had him top three. I had him top three in our predictions in the last show. But I mean, even when they pulled him out with the the comparisons with Tony Freeman and Branch Warren and that, he looked pretty subpar against those guys.
Yeah, yeah, it's unfortunate. But we're going to move on. We're going to talk about the 212s. James Flex Lewis, this one was a runaway for me. I couldn't see anyone else touching this guy. Are we all in agreement on that one?
Easy win.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so. Yeah. I mean, Flex Lewis, it's a matter of time before he moves on and does that open class. And there's talk about him even doing it this year, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's going to be one for next year for him. But in second, Dave Henry. It probably wasn't the best Dave Henry ever, but he's always so impressive. Could you guys have made a case, though, for Aaron Clark possibly challenging Dave Henry or anything like that? Because it seemed like it was a pretty clear-cut top three. Mick, I'll let you go on that one.
I think I hadn't really seen much of Aaron until you pointed him out to me a few weeks previous. So I jumped on his Facebook and had a look. He's got a big future, mate. I can honestly see this guy getting better and better and better. And Flex leaves the 212. It's going to open up for someone else to come in and dominate. I think we're going to see a lot of this kid.
What do you think, Scotty? Do you think he's got a future as possibly being a 212 Olympia champ?
Possibly, yeah. He looks like he's got a little bit of room to grow within the class. His legs need to come up a little bit, but they were certainly, you know, sort of on par with David Henry's legs. I mean, that was his weakness as well. I just think that maybe David Henry's strengths are a little bit too much for him at the moment, but he's very, very good. He's, you know, delts and traps and his back development and things like that was absolutely awesome. In some shots, he looked a little bit maybe flat through the upper chest and stuff, but yeah, he was very, very good, very, very conditioned, and well and truly deserved his third spot. But yeah, I didn't have a problem with the placings at all in this one.
Yeah, Hidetada Yamagishi places in fourth, which I think is probably where he deserved to be. I think you know, he brings that great posing to the stage and presentation, but it seemed like he was perhaps a little bit flat or something. I don't know what it was. I think it might have been a little bit of flatness. And do you think Scott, do you think the shrinking down to 212 actually hurt Hide?
Yeah, potentially. It could be something that he just needs to figure out. Like, he might just need a couple goes at it in order to find out how he can sort of get that fullness and pop to his physique back. Because, yeah, he just didn't really seem to have the crazy separation through his legs. It wasn't a body fat issue. So I think it could have been a fullness issue. He did look very good. He beat some excellent competitors and was in amongst it in the first call-out. But, yeah, I think he needs a couple more goes to figure it out and come in at his best.
Yeah, I agree. In fifth place, we had Jose Raymond. Jose, I mean, he's got to be very disappointed with this. He wanted to win this. He said he could take out Flex Lewis. It's his best. He's saying it was his best ever. Mick, it seems like Jose just missed the mark. I mean, he almost seems like, I hate saying this, but he almost seems maybe not quite to as a bad level as like Branch Warren, like just slowly on the decline. You know, he doesn't have, you know, when he turns to the back and does his back lat spread, I'm just not impressed by that shot at all by him. Do you think, you know, Jose, the best years are behind him?
It's hard to say, mate. I mean, we've seen bodybuilders come back, you know, and produce their best ever when they've had something like this, but it's a tough one, mate. I don't think I could ever see Jose beating Flex if they're both 100%. There's just no way in hell. And we've all discussed this before. As lean as Jose gets, he doesn't get that crisp, clear striations throughout his body. So, yeah, it's a tough one, mate. In these sort of lineup, I can't see him placing too much higher.
Yeah, what do you think about Jose, Scotty? Do you think even maybe Charles Dixon, who impressed the hell out of me, very thickly muscled, short dude, do you think you know, they could have even switched those guys?
Yeah, they probably could have. Look, I think in Jose's case, I know he's gone backwards a little bit. I think he lost some of his size or something for this one, and again was maybe a little flat. I know he had to come down fast and diet super hard for it, so maybe that just took its toll on his physique. But I also think it's just a case of some good guys are establishing themselves in the ranks, and there was always a bit of a gap between him and David Henry and Flex, and it was a big enough gap for guys like Aaron Clark and Hide to slip in there. So, I don't necessarily think he's going backwards in a Branch Warren kind of way, but as I said in the previous show, I think he's just one rung down the ladder from the, you know, very, very top in the 212 division.
Yeah, I agree with that. So that's our wrap-up of the Arnold Classic 2012. 14. It's a massive show, and I really like the fact that we saw a lot of the guys up the top really in condition and really bring their best. And a lot of these guys surprised me. I mean, even, you know, like the Dennis Wolfs, the Sean Rodens, the all those guys, they actually surprised me that they were all, so many of them were on. So I was very happy about that. But in the Arnold Amateur, we had a few guys doing it. We had James Cant in the physique. He placed third, and he told me he was in the lineup. I said, "How many are in your lineup?" And he said, "About 140. So
what?
I don't know if that's true or not, or if you've been in men's physique overall over the four or five lineups, but I knew his lineup at least had about 50 guys in it. So that's a massive achievement, him getting third, and he's going to challenge Anthony Rufus, who we got on later in the show for that pro card when he comes to Australia. James Porter, he got sixth in his class in the physique. And guys, I haven't really heard any word on how... I know Pedro Relvas, who does Lift to Live, I know he competed over there, but he was in one of the weight classes, which I think would have been pretty bloody tougher than Arnold Amateur. And we also had Neil Garden competing, I believe. Is that right, Scotty?
He was certainly posting it in the lead up to all over Facebook and the lead up to the show, saying how he thinks is at his all time best while looking about 4 weeks behind from a conditioning standpoint. So I didn't have high hopes for Neil, unfortunately. Paul J. Illion was over there with Iyad Moliab. So Paul won the under 75s at the Australias.
At the Arnolds, you mean?
At the Arnolds, my apologies, yep. He won the under 75s at the Australians and traveled to the Arnolds.
Okay, yep.
Yep. And he looked fantastic. Honestly think he brought his all-time best conditioning, but it's an absolutely brutal class and didn't make the top 10.
Yeah, it's rough over there. I mean, seeing what, you know, has the talent that has gone over and then hasn't placed and stuff, it's just absolutely brutal. But our girls did really well, but we're going to talk about that on Girls Dig Muscle Radio, which I'm going to record with Amy Fox. They'll be up just 2 days after this. And I do want to say one congrats on a pro level I want to mention on this show. Amanda Doherty, she placed 10th, she looked absolutely sensational. Her best ever. Blew me away with how good she did look. And she was in that second call out in the finals, which is massive. That's a big, big deal in such a tough, tough lineup.
Yeah, I thought going by the call out, she was, you know, actually in contention for that sort of 7th through to 10th spot. And she ended up, was kind of unlucky to end up in 10th. Amanda looked great. And honestly, like, I think she can look better in Australia. I'll see what Tony has to say when he gets back, but I think maybe they were conservative with her because they didn't want her too hard and maybe too full. But I have a feeling she's got a little bit left to show us. So she did great, super professional, beautiful presentation. She did awesome. And to get those competitive call-outs in such a good lineup was just a fantastic result for her.
Yeah, she absolutely nailed it. Now, before we head to a break, we've got our interviews of the week coming up. We've got Josh Lenardowicz and we've got Anthony Rufus. So they're two great interviews that I want to just mention. But before we head to a break, I want to thank a few of our sponsors, bulknutrients.com.au. Great monthly special every month when you spend over $250. International Protein, make sure you check out their booth at FitX, along with Bulk Nutrients as well. They're going to have Brandon Ray on the booth. They're going to have Adam Browner on the booth. They're going to have Chris St. Enville. So don't miss out on that. Mass Nutrition, over 40 stores around Australia and New Zealand. I believe they've got a booth at FitX too. And of course, Species Nutrition, the main sponsor of RX Muscle Australia. Boys, we're going to head to a break. We're going to have our interviews of the week up next. And then at the end of the show, we are going to talk a little bit about FitX and do a little bit of a preview and prediction there. Need that edge in your training to push past barriers, break PBs, and take the body you've been working so hard for to the next level? Well, look no further. Gripped Fitness, the brand that supports the industry and Australia's top athletes. Gripped has a complete range of lifting accessories and apparel designed to get you lifting more, while providing the needed support and aesthetics to take your body to the next level. Check them out at www.gripped.com.au. Get a grip.
My Muscle Chef is the perfect solution for anyone who doesn't want to spend hours cooking, cleaning, and doing groceries every week. You can now focus on your training knowing your diet is taken care of. All you need to do is microwave and eat. To order, simply jump online at MyMuscleChef.com or call 1-300-364-993.
Here's to the athlete, the bodybuilder, the figure competitor, those who are committed, those who sacrifice, those who want to be different, the ones that get up an hour before they have to, that put their body on the line for their goals and are never, ever satisfied with close enough. You can ridicule them, but you can never ignore them, because they challenge the way people make them think about themselves. And while the masses try to confine them and dismiss them, at ATP we celebrate their achievements, their dedication, and why they improve the world. Visit us on Facebook or at www.atpscience.com.
Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shopfronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and three-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are five key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores. Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider, with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets or shop online at massnutrition.com.au. Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
Dan Wilbur and Conti, the world's most potent, fat-shredding, thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Radio. This week, I'm privileged to be joined by the over 90 kilo FedEx champion and also the over 100 kilo Australasian champion from last year. I'm joined by the one and only Josh Lenardowicz. Josh, welcome to Aussie Muscle Radio.
Thanks very much for having me, Xavier.
It's our absolute pleasure. And I've been wanting to get you on for a few weeks now, and I had a few people message me and say, why hasn't Josh been on yet? And So I sent you through another message, and we just teed it up within the last couple of days. And I'm happy to have you on, because you're one of the guys that we talk about, it seems like almost weekly on Aussie Muscle Radio, with Matt, you know, that pro qualifier talk where you're going to be up against Scott Goble and you're going to be battling it out for your IFBB pro card. And you kind of, I mean, last year you burst onto the scene. Like, you came out of pretty much nowhere and you walked out. And I remember sitting out the front row at FedEx, and Craig Lucas was going nuts and going, oh my God, look at this guy, like, he's absolutely killing it. And it was really apparent, like, you just stuck out like a sore thumb in a good way at FedEx last year. How did that feel? I mean, did you know when you was on stage that you were that imposing?
No. Last time I was backstage at a show was the OMBA show, and looking backstage in the IFBB, I was just looking around and, you know, talking to people and making friends with them, and I was thinking, man, these guys are huge. And then I got out on stage, and then after being announced the winner, we came followed off backstage again, and I said, man, I'm actually really stoked with the win. And I think it was Terry and Phil said, are you kidding me? You're huge. And I said, oh, I didn't notice there was a massive jump between you guys and me, because they're great athletes, and I'll just think very highly of them as well. And it was just a real big honour to be there and be awarded the win at such an awesome event. Like, Tony runs a great event. I was amazed at how it was, at how FedEx is. And I remember you mentioned that earlier. It's just an awesome event to be at.
Yeah, for sure. And it obviously did a lot for your exposure. And, I mean, from obviously that show and the Australasians, those two comps, that's really where you've got basically all your exposure that you have right now, and you really did freak some people out. And it kind of, it was almost disappointing that we didn't get to see you jump in that pro qualifier last year, because people were saying, oh, how would Josh would have looked, how would he looked against Shembri, how would he looked against Gobu and David Cutler and stuff like that. So, I mean, did you ever think like what you would have looked like after looking at pictures against those guys?
Not really. I was, you know, just overwhelmed with even the win. And I'd hoped that, you know, I'd get the opportunity to compete as for a pro card, which is what I'm coming towards now. But, at the time I was just, I was stoked with the win and, very amazed.
Yeah, definitely. Now, how long have you been into the whole training thing? How long have you been, you know, had the pro card type thing on your mind?
The pro card hasn't been on my mind really. It's only a recent thing that's dawned on me. I was out of the bodybuilding scene for quite some time. I was always training, always eating, you know, to grow. I love training, I love bodybuilding. And it just dawned on me that to do the pro qualifier, you know, I can actually become a pro here. And now knowing that I can, from last year to this year, I've just trained so hard. And put everything into it, because I actually didn't realize I could.
Yeah.
And now knowing that I've got the opportunity to, it's just, I found a few more gears that I didn't realize I had, and, you know, I'm just flicking through and battling on, and it's such hard work, though. I take my hat off to everyone that competes. You know, it's been a while since I was doing it, and last year at FedEx, I really only truly decided to do it. It'd be 3 to 4 weeks out. I was just getting in shape, for the sake of it, and I saw a friend, and he said, and I just asked his advice, if you think I should do the show, and he said, definitely. And then from there, I cleaned up my food for the last 3 weeks and was able to make it in time. So this time I've been preparing for, since October, I did a guest pose over in Tonga, and I was in shape for that, and I've been preparing ever since, which has been since October. And I'm, you know, it's been a long prep, and I'm hoping that, you know, I'll present a really completely different package, still being bigger and leaner, and just have the muscle belly sort of hanging off the muscle, hanging off the body, and bring up my weak points. That's what I really focused on this time around.
Yeah. Now, we saw those guest posing pictures from that you did in Tonga. I mean, that's got to be a pretty cool experience. I remember actually seeing those photos and Scott mentioning them to me and going, he's going, holy shit, I hope this guy isn't doing my pro qualifier then. And Scott's obviously a lot more confident now, but he's made some improvements and stuff as well. But, I mean, what was that experience like, firstly?
That was amazing. I felt so blessed to be over there. And if you know anything about Tongan people, they are massive. And they said, you know, come over and do a guest pose at one of the shows here. And I thought, man, these guys are, you know, some of the most genetically gifted people, I believe, in the world. Just massive and solid. And when I was when I got there, they just treated my wife and I so nice, and they treated us like royalty. We stayed in the Prime Minister's wife's house. And
oh, really? That's crazy.
Yeah, it was amazing. They treated you so good and drove us around everywhere. And it was an awesome privilege, and I loved it. We just got back from our honeymoon, my wife and I, and then from that point on, I started getting ready for this guest pose. So I was a little bit out of shape, and I wanted to be a bit better, but all in all, it was a good head start to get ready for this pro qualifier.
Yeah, we discussed it on Aussie Muscle Radio, and we were all very impressed with how you looked there. And, I mean, what's the difference going to be between how you looked at that guest posing, and obviously you'll be a bit harder at FedEx, but what's the difference going to be between there and how you're going to look at FedEx in terms of maybe weight, in terms of what you've improved, things like that?
I'm hoping it's going to be like black and white, pretty much. I've never had a full-on prep coach, and I've got Chad Nichols, Ronnie Coleman's coach. He's been prepping me this whole time for this show now.
That's awesome.
And I've just made so much improvements. It's so hard, though. It's to the point where, you know, you're that close to succeeding and you're also that close to pulling out because it's that difficult. And I've really struggled with this comp prep because and he told me it's so demanding. His diets and his cardio, he demands a lot from his athletes. I thank him so much for his help and his support through this time, because I don't think I would have got through it without him actually being there on just by emails and just saying some words of positivity to me. But not only that, I mean, anyone in bodybuilding knows how hard it is, and my wife has been my rock, and she's helped me dramatically. Without her, I definitely would not have competed. And it's been such a team sport for her and me to get me to this pro qualifier, and I'm really hoping that I can be blessed with a win. If not, I take my hat off to the person that wins, because I've put so much effort into it that for someone to then be awarded higher than me and place higher than me, then, you know, they must have done some pretty hard yards. So
yeah, I mean, I love what you mentioned there in terms of, you know, it's been a team effort from you and your wife, and obviously you got Chad Nichols in your corner, which is massive. That's a massive deal. I mean, firstly, I'll ask, how was Chad as a contest prep coach? Like, because we hear some stories of, you know, popular contest prep coaches, you know, perhaps with their, you know, athletes that aren't pros, or, you know, the amateur athletes, they're not as attentive and they're pretty slack, and they just give you kind of a sock standard cookie cutter type deal. How's Chad as a coach?
I feel like he's been amazing. And I've whinged. I've had my whinging moments, and he's straightened me out and, you know, let me know that if you want to be a champion, you know, it is about suffering. And the people that can suffer the most are going to be in the final winning circle. And it is only for a short period. You got to look back at it. And I'm hoping to look back at it in a few weeks and think, wow, that was a lot of hard work. But, you know, thankful the results that I've got. And, you know, like anything, you just want to be the best that you can be. And as long as I'm better than my previous self, that's really what I'm hoping to be. But I believe it's going to be a dramatic difference from last year to this year.
Yep. What's a bit of advice? I mean, there's a lot of, like, including myself, people out there that are doing these diets at the moment, and they're in their last 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, and they're kind of finding it tough. Like, I mean, you know, in terms of, you know, either cravings or in terms of the basically how lousy they feel on the diet. What's one bit of advice you'd give them? Is it take it meal by meal, or is it day by day, training session by training session? How do you kind of mentally get past that?
I believe I've got a strong faith behind me, and I believe, you know, God got me through yesterday. He'll get me through today, and he'll also give me enough strength to get through tomorrow. So every day I just wake up and pray for it. And that's what gets me through. And there's a saying, tough times never last, but tough people do. That sticks in my head at the moment as well. But, you know, like the saying, go and get tough, the tough get going. You can suffer all you want and complain all you want, but complaining doesn't achieve anything. You know, sympathy will get you tears, but sweat gets your results, as that Lee Haney saying goes.
Yeah, it's excellent. Now, I heard a lot of rumours, like, you know, none directly from you or anything like that, that you were not going to do it this year. This is quite a fair way out, that you weren't going to prep, you weren't going to compete in this pro qualifier. And I was kind of disappointed by that. Like, hearing that, I was like, damn, like, I'd love to see Josh up there competing for it. And, you know, we just heard you wasn't going to do it. And then all of a sudden, you know, we saw the Tonga guest posing pictures. And then shortly after that, that's when I kind of heard that you're going to be in, you're going to be doing it. And I didn't have anything confirmed, but obviously since then it has been confirmed and you're definitely doing it. But when did you exactly decide that you were going to be doing this pro qualifier, and you know, perhaps why wasn't you going to do it if that was the truth?
I wasn't going to do it because I felt like I wanted to win my pro card and then be competitive against the pros. I remember speaking to Scott last year about the pro qualifier and how he feels about it, and he was to the mindset, I mean, he may change now, but he just said, oh, he'd just be happy just to get up there on the same stage as them. And I'm a bit competitive in that way, and I thought, well, if you're putting all this time and effort and money and so on into it, you don't just want to win. You want to actually try and be competitive at it. So that's why I wanted to try and take an extra year off and then get back into it next year, 2015, and compete for my pro card and then be competitive against these pros. But then in saying that, you know, Scott is an eligible guy, and it does make a lot of sense. You can win your pro card and compete just on the same stage as them, and hoping that all else, that all goes well, you know, you can be quite competitive with them. But training with Ronnie Coleman, that really instilled in me that, hey, I can get up there and match it. And, you know, I can make some big improvements if I put my mind to it. So, you know, what's to stop me? And that's really what really got into my head. I thought, mate, I can give it a good crack as well as anyone else, and why not me?
Yeah, I remember seeing those photos of you training with Ronnie. What did you train? Was it legs or back?
Legs.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. I mean, you were squatting some, like, what was you squatting and stuff there? I remember it was like 300 or something.
Yeah, that's 300. That was the first time.
It's insane. I mean, was that just because Ronnie was there? Didn't he kind of motivate you?
Yeah, that's for the most part. Yeah.
What was that?
You got someone like that screaming at you.
What was that whole experience like training with Ronnie? Was he animated or was he just really chilled out? Because I've seen him, like, when he came to Australia. I think it was actually just after he lost the Olympia for the first time to Jay Cutler, and he came to Australia, and, you know, seeing all his training videos and stuff like that, and I was only young at the time, and after seeing his training videos, you know, where he's yelling out, yeah, buddy, and all that stuff, I was expecting him to be kind of be like that when he came out here and trained, but he was just very mellow, very chilled out, not saying anything, probably because he's a little bit dirty on the Olympia as well. But what was he like when you trained with him?
Nah, he was very much the Ronnie Coleman in the movies.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a trip. It was amazing. Yeah, buddies and nothing to it but to do it. And yep.
Did you get that workout filmed?
Yeah. We've got most of it on footage.
Oh, awesome. Where's that? Do you just have that for your personal collection?
Yeah, or? I've got someone, my camera, my wife's camera. The guys from the gym have it. Dermot Gym. The guys took some video there. Awesome. It's awesome.
Are they going to publish that somewhere or?
I don't know. I think it's just sort of for personal stuff. Maybe, hopefully they do it in the future.
If they want to send any of that footage through to me, I'll be happy to edit it all up and make, you know, a few good videos out of it and put it on RX if they, or send it
awesome.
Through to them, and put, they can put it on YouTube or whatever, because so I think some footage like that should definitely be out there, because I think it'll get thousands of hits.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'll tell them. I'll let them know.
Excellent. Good to hear. Now, obviously, we've talked about FedEx. We've talked about competing there. Well, I mean, if you do win your pro card, just say everything goes to plan for you. You get up there, you look the way you want to look. You come in condition, you come in big, all that stuff. I mean, where would you take that pro card? I mean, obviously, there's, you know, comps in the US, comps in Europe, stuff like that. Would you plan on, you know, this year or next year competing in the pro league?
It would all depend how the results would be at the pro show. If it was a higher result, then it would be, you know, less work would be required. But if it was not a very good result, then it'd be a lot more work required, and work equates to time, and then time equates to, you know, could equate to months or years, depending. And that's what bodybuilding is. It's, you know, some people look for quick shortcuts, but it's not. It's time consuming. Takes a lot of effort, and it's a waiting game a lot of times. You know, you're breaking down your muscle tissue, you're waiting for it to respond and grow and go through those adaption processes, and that takes time. So if you're not at par with what the pros are, you know, I don't want to just be someone, if I was a pro, just to be like an average, or, you know, average pro, someone that's not really going to compete with the best of them. I actually want to be very competitive, so I need to then make some adjustments, take some time, have a good off season, and now that I've got Chad in my corner, we can do those things.
Yep. So you're going to continue working with Chad?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Is there any, like, I mean, last year after you competed and you won that over 90 kilo class at FedEx pretty convincingly, how did you feel then, you know, going, did you go watch a pro contest, and how did you feel sitting in the audience kind of, I mean, when you're kind of your size and you win a comp like that and people are comparing you and saying you should be the pro qualifier and stuff, how did you feel watching that pro contest? Do you fantasize and put yourself on that stage mentally?
Not till afterwards, until I really felt like it was a possibility. After the show, I was just really happy. You know, I was there with some friends, finished the show, had some hard dieting, and I was just enjoying the show. And, you know, I'm a big bodybuilding fan myself, so I just love watching them and thinking, wow, these guys are massive and lean. And I think it's amazing, you know. Bodybuilding, I wish it had much greater support behind it with society, because it's everyone's got a body, and when you can actually see and appreciate how much hard work goes into it, you find just, I believe you can just, you fall in love with the sport. So I don't know, I really can't understand people that don't love the sport.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone's got a body, it's like everyone's got muscles. You know, it's just taking it to that next level.
Yep. Now, on stage last year, you looked absolutely massive. What was your weight last year, and what do you think you're going to weigh this year? Is it much of the same and better in condition, or is it something else?
Yeah, I was 111, and I know I could be a lot harder on stage, and I'm sitting around 120 now, and there's 2 weeks to go, and I'm in much better condition than what I was even at FedEx last year. So
holy shit. So how much muscle do you think you've actually packed on?
I'm not sure, because I'm hoping, you know, definitely 5 kilos of good muscle, because like I said before, I wasn't taking it too serious. You know, I'd stop training legs 3 to 6 months out every year because they'd grow too big, and it was like, well, if I'm not competing, skinny jeans is a fashion, why am I going to be unfashionable, so to speak? No point walking around with some big tree trunks when you can't fit into any going out clothes. You've got to stay home and, you know, get takeaway with your wife because you can't go out and eat because you can't fit in any jeans. You know, that's sort of the life of a bodybuilder in some ways. So, and now knowing that I've got this hunger to compete again and succeed, I put everything into it and got right into training big time. And, stop stuffing around, really. Instead of taking it seriously.
So, I mean, in off-season, like, we hear about, like, obviously you sound like you're genetic, like, you know, obviously you work your absolute ass off and train really hard, but you sound somewhat genetically gifted in terms of putting on muscle. Have you always kind of felt like that?
Yeah, we definitely have. My family's got great genetics. I'm very privileged in that aspect. And when you've got great genetics and you've got the hunger to succeed and you've got the hunger for knowledge and you've got the right guidance, it's a really good combination to have. So, I've been blessed in my life with that, and that's why I thank God for everything, because you don't position yourself in your family. God positions you in the family that you're in, and he positions a lot of people around you, and you can take advantage of that, or you can neglect that. And I've taken advantage of that attribute, and, you know, put the right people around me and the right support crew and listen to the positive people and surrounded myself with those people. And even though I haven't been competing year after year, I've been progressing every single year of my life, training towards a goal. And I've been, you could say, obsessive about it. I have been. And, you know, I've still lived a great life and a social life, but it's bodybuilding's always been a high priority of my life. And I've always steadily progressed every single year. And this has been a massive incline of progression. So I'm really hoping that come these next 2 weeks, when I get to step out on stage, you know, the most important thing is when you can impress yourself and look back at your hard work, because in 20 years, 30 years time, your name's not, most people's names aren't going to be remembered in the bodybuilding scene. So as you can step out there and impress yourself and empower yourself with the ability to give you something to move forwards in life and say, well, I achieved that. And, you know, even though it was really hard at the time and I made a lot of sacrifices, if I then apply myself to some new venture in life, I can then achieve that same result.
Yeah, and that's kind of been discovered through a lot of bodybuilders now. With you see Jay Cutler, you see Ronnie Coleman, and the likes. You know, they were at the top of their sport in bodybuilding, and they've kind of applied that same work ethic now to their businesses, and you know, they're both their signature series lines and supplements and all that kind of stuff. So you see the champions, they're a champion one thing, then they kind of give that up and transition into something else, and they're still those hard workers, and they still have success elsewhere.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, it's really good to see.
Yeah, definitely. And I like seeing that as well, because bodybuilders typically get a rap as being, you know, lazy outside of bodybuilding. So, you know, it is obviously hard to, you know, like you said, you know, dieting for this competition is bloody tough. But so it is hard to do much else outside of that. But, I mean, how do you manage that? How do you manage having, you know, having a family and doing bodybuilding and working and all that stuff? Is that the toughest thing, the fact that you can't just be a full-time bodybuilder?
Yeah, it's definitely the most difficult to try and juggle everything, work, family, friends. you know, because it's my first year in marriage, there's a lot of things that I'm wanting to be doing with my wife, and, you know, we can't for this little time. So, you know, it requires people in your life to be very selfless. And then in turn, you know, I'm going to have to be a lot very selfless when it comes my time as well. I can't be one-sided about it and be me. You know, when she needs me, I'm going to have to be there for her as well. And that's what it comes down to, a partnership for the marriage as well. But it is so hard, like I said. And, yeah, it's a difficult sport. And that's why I think a lot of the top-level athletes, you know, I'm going for my pro card, so there's a few athletes. And they'll understand at the moment, it's almost like the air's the thinnest at the top of the mountain and you've got sort of the less help. You know, when you're a pro and when you're a top-level pro, you're getting a lot of financial backing with sponsors and you've got a lot of time to train. But just getting to that point, it becomes more and more difficult with your life and with balancing things, because obviously money becomes a bit tighter because you can't work as much, you know, and everything becomes a bit more difficult. So you do need a lot of those sponsors to help you succeed in life and to alleviate some of that pressure so you can still have a family and a social life as well as be a professional bodybuilder.
Definitely. Yeah. And you mentioned about, obviously, you know, your wife and stuff has to be quite selfless in terms of, you know, wanting to do things and stuff like that, because you can't just go out and grab a meal, or can't just go to a family thing on spur of a moment. You need to get your meals ready, or need to have your meals on you and take them with you. You can't always exactly. do those fun things at the spur of a moment. So, at the moment with my partner, I've said to her, you know, I'm going to treat you well and take you out and all that kind of stuff after comps. So.
Yeah, it's something to really look forward to. But, mate, you're always interviewing people. How are you going with your comp prep?
Oh, mate, I'm not used to getting the questions, but yeah. I'm going well. I mean, I'm basically on the same street as you, struggle street. So
yeah,
it's getting rough, but I feel like I'm going to bring good condition. So
yeah, you got the hunger to do it year after year now, or do you think you're going to have a rest after this one?
I'm not sure. It depends how my body holds up, because I've had adrenal fatigue before and things like that, like I was telling you before the interview. So I want to just get. I mean, it's hard to think. I'm sure it's hard for you as well. Hard to think in advance when you're struggling so much now to think, oh, okay, I might do a comp later in me if I turn pro. So it's one of those things that it's a hard question to answer, I guess you'd say.
One obstacle at a time.
What's that, sorry?
One obstacle at a time.
Exactly. And I think that's the best. I mean, we were talking earlier in the interview about, you know, you're taking a meal at a time or a training session at a time at this point, because it is so hard. It's hard to think, okay, I've got two more leg workouts left and this many back workouts and I've got to eat this many meals and this many days and stuff. But if you just take it a few days or one day at a time, then you'll get it down to 5 days to a comp and stuff like that. And it will kind of go a lot quicker, I guess.
Very true.
But very true. Josh, now I should have asked this at the start of the interview, really, but how did you know, get into training and get into bodybuilding? Because like you said, you've got good genetics for packing on muscle, and generally a lot of the better genetic bodybuilders are generally slightly lazier, but you don't seem like you're like that.
I've got my family background. My father's side is Polish, and my dad came from, you know, broken family with a war, and he was had a very hard upbringing, so he was a very sort of tough sort of father figure, I guess you could say. And for things like I guess punishments, in a way, we'd have to stand in the corner of the room and hold our arms up in the air or do chin-ups or push-ups or arm wrestling and things like that. So it was a bit of, you know, like a little gym scene going on at home anyway when we were younger. But all in all, I had two older brothers as well, and it was sort of, as being the youngest in the family, you become a bit competitive with your older brothers. And my eldest brother was in the gym, and I remember just seeing a photo on his wall. It was a Mr. Olympia contest. And I had Dorian Yates, Flex Wheeler, Sean Ray, and that's the first time I ever saw a bodybuilder, and I was just amazed, and I thought, that's incredible that the human body can get like that. And from that point on, I knew I wanted to be a bodybuilder. I was just so impressed and so amazed with it. And then I went to the gym, and I was like, okay, this is such hard work. Who wants to do this? And you can't fake it. You know, you can't say, oh, I'm sick, I'm tired from doing the dishes, I'm going to go to bed now. It's got to be like, okay, I've got to put the hard work in. And it's directly correlated to your results. If you don't put the work in, you don't get the results.
Yeah.
So it instills a good work ethic when you're younger as well. And from that point on, I guess the genetics had a good part to do with it, because I'd see results, I'd be more inclined to stick at it. And because my strength increased quite quickly, And my mum's cooking was awesome, you know, meat and veg, you know, potatoes and meat, or, you know, schnitzels and bread and mashed potato, those sort of things. So it's always protein, carbs. And that was just enabled me to grow more as well. So it come from, you know, a good background. And my mum was such a hard worker, so I had a really strong work ethic instilled in me with mum getting up really early, coming home, cooking the food. You know, a tough father, a really strong work ethic in the mother. It just really set my path to be, you know, a hardworking bodybuilder.
Yeah, because like the ones that always rise to the top are the ones that do have the good genetics and can work hard. You know what I mean? So Ronnie Coleman's, Jay Cutler's, for example. But it's a rare combination. I mean, it's a rare combination where you get someone that's a hard worker that does have the genetics, because you do, obviously, you see so many people in the gym that you're like, if you had my work ethic, or if you had this person's work ethic, you'd be amazing. So
I know I'm blessed with great genetics, but I see some people and I think, if only you just push yourself a bit more, you've got unbelievable genetics. And they just don't. It just comes too easy for them, and they just give up. But I think anyone that's got a family, like especially brothers, if you can beat your oldest brother in something, you can think you can beat anyone. And as soon as I could just outlift my oldest brother, it was on. I thought I can outlift nearly anyone now.
That's awesome.
That's where I started up. Yeah.
Now let's talk a little bit about your competition at FedEx. You've got Scott Goebel, who's, you know, a lot of people are touting this competition between you and Scott Goebel. But you've also got Andy Crawford in your division, who is over there training with Dennis James at the moment. So you both have two high-profile gurus and trainers at the moment. So he's over there in Arizona. I don't know if he's back yet or if he's coming back soon, for the last few weeks. But he's over there training. And then you've had a few people drop out. You've got Chris Jenkins, who's dropped out. You've got Adam Kazunian, who's had some back issues and has been forced to drop out. And David Cutler, he's one that, you know, he might be in the 212s, he might be in the Open. I've had some people tell me he's definitely in the Open. I've had people definitely tell me he's in the 212s, so that one's a tough one. From Dave Cutler, when I interviewed him a few weeks back, he said he wants to do 212, but depends on what his weight's doing. So, I mean, who do you think is your toughest competition, in all honesty? You know, I don't think anyone's going to get upset about it. I mean, bodybuilders are sensitive, but... obviously, there's one person that's probably your toughest competition. Do you think that's Scott, or do you think it's David Cutler, or do you think it's Andy Crawford?
I'm honestly not sure, because I think they're all awesome athletes. I mean, I watched the pro qualifier last year, and Dave Cutler looked phenomenal. He was very conditioned. And Scott, he's such a great poser. He's a high-level athlete. And people will come up and tell me in the gym, because they're your friends, you know, are you going to win it? You know, it's yours. And Doherty said last year, which makes a lot of sense, before everyone files in, all the spectators file in, he says to all the athletes, you know, get one thing right, all your friends are going to be pumping your tires up and telling you you're going to win, when the fact of the matter is they know nothing about bodybuilding, and all the competitors here, there's only going to be one winner. And if you lose, don't be a spoiled little brat about it, you know, be a humble loser and have sportsmanship. And it's true. And, you know, my friends and family, you know, you're going to win it and whatnot, but, you know, they don't really know. There's the people who are competing are the best amateur bodybuilders in Australia, and Australia has some awesome bodybuilders. So I am really honoured and privileged to be on the same stage as them, and I think highly of them all. And I'm not using that as a tactic, Mr. Nice Guy tactic. I really do feel privileged and blessed to be on the same stage, and I look forward to making friends out of it. That's really what I feel it's about as well, making some good connections in the industry, because, like I said earlier, it's a shame that society doesn't think of bodybuilders, not a massive support base, a massive fan base. So because there isn't that massive support base, you know, you don't find many people like-minded like yourself, like, you know, Andy or Scott, you know, guys like that, Adam and Chris, you know, unfortunately they're not competing. Well, fortunately for us as well, actually, because they're great competitors, but... you know, they would have been great people, and I'm sure I'll meet them at the show and be able to, you know, kick off some friendships with them, because, you know, likeness attracts likeness, and they're champions. I'm being blessed enough to be a champion, so, and that's, you know, that's a great way to make friends.
Yeah, that's actually one thing that I've never actually heard anyone mention that on the radio show to me, and that's something they love about competing. But that's actually one of the things that I've found that I really enjoy as well, is that kind of camaraderie and making friends. And And this year I'm privileged enough to be competing against a few people that I'm, you know, friends with and know and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's part of the whole experience and part of the fun, I believe, of competing. So you got that, and you've got, you know, meeting new people and all that kind of stuff. And it sounds stupid. You kill yourself for 16 weeks and, you know, part one thing you enjoy is meeting new people. But
yeah,
it really is, like, because you're all competing. You're all, you know, I guess deep down wanting to win and stuff like that. But you can still have that, you know, I mean.
You've been through the same thing. You've been through pain together in a way. Like, your brother's in pain, or, you know, for the girl's sister's in pain. You've really suffered through the whole comp prep, and, you know, you're there to enjoy it, and everyone's there to be the best. And I've done powerlifting before, and that's what I love, the camaraderie. Everyone was there to try and beat their personal best, but yet everyone was there to help each other on. And you know, I want bodybuilding to be more like that as well. You know, everyone's backstage helping each other pump up, and you think, well, yeah, all the hard work's done. There's no point, as you see, in pumping iron, Arnold's playing mind games or whatever. It's not really like that. You know, everyone should be there to help each other out. You do get some odd characters who are a bit to themselves and don't talk to them, but reality is, why not? All the hard work's done before you get there. There's no point being bitchy about it or selfish about it. You know, help each other out, and the winner will be the same winner who arrives there is going to be held victorious anyway, no matter what happens backstage.
Exactly. Now, Josh, I want to thank you for coming on Aussie Muscle Radio. You've been an absolutely great guest, and I think you're going to get a lot more followers and stuff that will be following you at FitX after this interview, because you're such a humble guy. You're very well spoken, and yeah, I think you're kind of someone that I think people will be drawn to and stuff, because obviously, you know, not only do you have a great physique and a great champion, but you're a great person as well. So it's a real,
thank you very much,
it's a real credit to you. Now, do you have any sponsors out there you want to thank?
Yeah, I'd love to thank Dermot Gym. They've been really helpful for this comp prep. Also, Craig Murchie from Muscle Pain Therapy in Missouri. He's very helpful as well. But also I want to thank, I've got Nikki Smith from, she's doing my posing trunks. So I'm just very thankful that I've got a really good support team around me. And, you know, thanks to the uplifting words, I'm the kind of guy, like I said, I want to help people out in the sport. And if anyone's, you know, young and looking for advice, I'm happy to help them out and give them the right guidance, because I was fortunate enough to have an older brother that would help me out as well. And I believe that should be passed forward to the youth as well.
Awesome, Josh. Now, we'll have to wait and see if Josh Lenardowicz, in just, by the time this interview goes up, it'll be in a week's time, we'll know if you're an IFBB pro bodybuilder or not. But we'll have to wait for FitX to see, and we'll have to see if you're up there on that pro stage competing against the likes of, you know, Sean Roden, possibly Ben Pekulski and all those guys. So, Josh, thanks once again for coming on Aussie Muscle Radio. That's Josh Lenardowicz, over 90-kilo FitX champion and over 100-kilo Australasian champion.
Dan Wilbur and Conti, the world's most potent, fat-shredding thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and 3-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are 5 key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores. Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shop fronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop.
Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider, with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets or shop online at massnutrition.com.au.
Here's to the athlete, the bodybuilder, the figure competitor, those who are committed, those who sacrifice, those who want to be different, the ones that get up an hour before they have to, that put their body on the line for their goals and are never, ever satisfied with close enough. You can ridicule them, but you can never ignore them, because they challenge the way people make you think about themselves. And while the masses try to confine them and dismiss them, at ATP we celebrate their achievements, their dedication, and why they improve the world. Visit us on Facebook or at www.atpscience.com.
My Muscle Chef is the perfect solution for anyone who doesn't want to spend hours cooking, cleaning, and doing groceries every week. You can now focus on your training knowing your diet is taken care of. All you need to do is microwave and eat. To order, simply jump online at MyMuscleChef.com or call 1-300-364-993.
Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
Leave that edge in your training to push past barriers, break PBs, and take the body you've been working so hard for to the next level? Well, look no further. Gripped Fitness, the brand that supports the industry and Australia's top athletes. Gripped has a complete range of lifting accessories and apparel designed to get you lifting more, while providing the needed support and aesthetics to take your body to the next level. Check them out at www.gripped.com.au. Get a grip.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Radio. This week I'm joined by IFBB Physique Mr. Australia and a guy who I like to think is men's physique's hardest worker. I'm pleased to welcome Anthony Rufus to Aussie Muscle Radio. Mate, welcome.
Thanks very much, Xavier. Love being on the show, mate. Thank
now,
you.
Now, this is take two of our interview because we recorded this like last week and it didn't come out. I'm using a new recording software, so I had to apologize to you and re-record it, but it's almost like deja vu a little bit, but it's actually, a lot of time these interviews come out better the second time around, so hopefully we can do it just as well. But I mean, now you're so close. I mean, this show is going to be going up just the week of the pro qualifier, where you're going to be competing for your IFBB pro card against what seems like, you know, some of these other guys now are getting a bit more exposure, where they're, you know, maybe taking a note out of your book and kind of putting more pictures up and doing a few other things to promote themselves. But you're still, you know, in my eyes, you're still the guy that's, you know, out there in front of everyone. And when people get asked who's going to win it, generally your name is the one that pops up. So, I mean, you're so close now. I mean, are you excited? Are you nervous? How's the kind of emotions and feelings going at the moment?
You know, I think more than anything, it's really excitement, because it's not just, you know, for me and what I'm doing. I'm excited for the expo itself is going to be, you know, one of the biggest things we've ever experienced. So that alone, I'd like to say, is as exciting as what I'm about to do. You know, like, you know, with my comp itself, it's been a long time in the making. I've known since last October that this is sort of what we were heading to do. And I actually did start prepping, you know, since then. So when I got off the stage at Nationals, you know, I was a little bit let down with, you know, the package I brought that day. There's a few things that I would have, you know, changed if I got my time again. But I basically jumped off the stage, got straight back into the gym, and started focusing on this pro qualifier. So, you know, in regards to the show itself for me, I don't think nerves is the right word. More excitement than anything. Just really want to get up there. I want to see everybody shine. You know, you mentioned that the other guys are starting to pick their game up a little with, you know, promoting themselves a little bit. And that's all I wanted from the get-go. You know, I didn't want men's physique to be the sideshow that no one cares about and everyone makes fun of. I wanted it to be something where at least the people involved were passionate about it and try and get some kind of following to have people actually watching that really care about what's going on and have favorites, you know. I love the fact that, you know, the other guys have their support teams and it's going to make for a great show.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we hear a lot from people that, you know, people say, oh, this is the best I've ever looked and all that type of stuff. But, you know, talking to you before the, you know, before this interview and stuff, it sounds like you genuinely are the best you've ever looked and you've improved from show to show for me. Now, how's the whole prep been overall for you? I mean, it obviously gets hard near the end of a prep, but how's it been?
Yeah, like I said, it's been a long time in the making. From last October, pretty much sacrificed from then till now to make sure that I didn't have to do any kind of stress towards the final, you know, final weeks. Like, we're in that right now. You know, there's been times before where I've stuffed up my prep and been stressing at this time. And there's nothing worse when you're trying to look your best when you have high stress levels. You know, your cortisol rises. It does terrible things to your muscle, especially to my muscle. I've found that I'm a very temperamental when it comes to that stuff. I need to be in a relaxed state. I need my head to be switched on and I need to be really focused on what I'm doing. So as far as this prep, I feel like I've done everything I possibly can. You know, the way I look is a reflection of that. Whether it's the best I've ever looked, you know, that's going to be for everybody to see next week. But I feel that I'm in a much better place than I've ever been before. And I sort of think my, you know, my body shows that.
Yeah, definitely. And I've actually even found your physique as well. There's almost like a fine line between being that fullness, that more of a round look, and being a little bit almost flat at times. Do you find that with your physique? It's a fine line between being too conditioned and flat and being full and conditioned?
You know, me personally, I find my body is very, very strange in that regard. Like, I can literally, in a span of 24 hours, look like three different people completely, depending on how my nutrient levels are and stuff like that. So what this prep, you know, has allowed me to do, I've tried to focus on an earlier competition date, you know, than the 7th itself, which has allowed me to be in good condition and actually test how things react to my body in different ways. And what I've found is that, you know, when I go on a strict diet and I cut vitamins and minerals out of my diet, that does detrimental things to my muscle. So what we've done this round, you know, we've been using a lot of Vital Green supplements. You know, my wife, Trisha, is studying nutritional medicine at the moment. She's got me on digestive enzymes and, you know, calcium, magnesium, chromium time throughout the day. I feel like a bit of a lab experiment. And what that's allowed me to do is actually keep that fullness and that healthy sort of look, because when you look at the men's physique guys compared to a bodybuilder, when a bodybuilder, you know, hits a most muscular, you know, you see every tendon, every fiber in the muscle. Whereas with men's physique, you can't actually hit a pose of any sort. So you have to have the sort of condition that these guys do, but you're not allowed, you know, to show any kind of striation or anything like that. That would just be frowned upon. So keeping a nice, full, healthy look is pretty much an art form that I feel I've been closer now than ever to mastering.
Yeah. Now, you've had Nathan Page as your coach in the past. I mean, is he coaching you this time around, or are you pretty much doing it yourself?
Yeah, Nathan and I have been there from the get-go. You know, the day after I stepped off the stage, almost exactly 12 months ago at Australasia's, I walked up to Nathan. I said, Nathan, I've placed third at FIDEX in men's physique, the first ever competition that they ran. I placed second at Australasia's, and I said, what am I doing wrong? And he said, come and work, you know, alongside with me, and I'll show you exactly what you're doing wrong. And that's what we've done since, you know, it was March 20th, 2013, and he's been with me all the way, you know. Men's physique was so new that, you know, there are certain aspects of it that I had to develop myself that Nathan couldn't really help me with. But when it, you know, as far as being a coach, he's definitely been there the whole way through.
Yeah, for sure. Now, your wife, Trisha, she's actually, I remember you mentioning last time he was on the show, she actually does your, you know, she critiques you of your posing, and you said you were doing it every night back then. What's your protocol now with, you know, practicing your posing and things like that? Do you still do it really regularly, or is it something that you can kind of now, you know, space out a little bit because you're kind of very much, I suppose, used to it?
At this point, I don't know if you saw it, but I put up a status the other day saying, you know, you're deep into your men's physique posing when you can't help but have your hand on your hip while you pee.
I saw that.
Literally, that's how it is at the moment. Like, every time I see a surface, Xavier, a reflective surface, I'm posing. It's gotten to that point now where it's not just allocated time. I feel that I'm being lazy or letting myself down if I'm not constantly on the ball with all that mentality-wise. So, you know, there isn't a span of 20 seconds in a day where I'm not either thinking about posing, striking a pose, tensing a muscle, you know, preparing food, whatever it is. It's always on the ball. So things have actually gotten worse. they were pretty hardcore before, but, you know, now it's even more obsessive. And I think, you know, going for a pro qualifier, if you're not willing to have that mentality, then maybe, you know, doing this professionally isn't the right thing for you.
Now, this kind of raises an interesting point because, you know, there's a lot of people that talk about mindset, and the more you, you know, think about something, the more you attract it, you know what I mean? So if you're thinking about it constantly all day, then you're gonna have more chance of, you know, either doing the things or making the sacrifices to actually attract that into your life. Now, do you believe this is something you really have to do to be at the top, or do you think you can kind of, I mean, because I know, I mean, if I'm sitting around the house or whatever, and or if I'm doing work on my computer and I kind of, if I have my shirt off or whatever, I look down or I look at a crap, you know, I've got one really bad spot in my house where the lighting's horrendous and I look terrible in it. And if I look at that, I mean, I get almost like discouraged. And then, you know, I'll actually look at some pictures and then I'll look in, you know, the half-decent lighting mirror and I'll go, oh, okay, I'm on track. But do you feel like it's something that you really need to kind of just concentrate on almost 24/7?
This is the sort of mentality I'm in at the moment. It's a scary sort of way of thinking, and I've put it into my own head, is that if I'm not thinking about it constantly, then my opponent will be, you know, and they're getting that advantage of me all that time that I'm slacking or thinking of something else. You know, like, it works for me, Xavier. I'm not saying that that's what you need to do to succeed, and, you know, people might scoff at that and say, oh, you know, you need to live your life too. But me feeling like that I'm mentally prepared and I'm in the right place does wonders for my confidence and for my mentality. So if that's what it takes for me, it's actually worth it. You know what I mean? Because I've got 1 week left where I sort of have to be in this mentality. It's worked for me this long. So I think that changing anything at this stage is just going to be detrimental. So, you know, constantly obsessing on it, maybe not for everybody. For me, it's pretty much crucial.
Yep. Now, in men's physique, obviously, you know, in the pro ranks, there's some guys that are established up there. Do you see yourself, I mean, do you compare yourself to any of the men's physique guys currently out there?
I've compared myself to the men's physique pro guys since the day that I decided to compete in men's physique, you know what I mean? It's been my driving factor from the get-go, is that, oh my goodness, nobody has ever achieved this in Australia before. I have the chance to do it. I'm not just going to, you know, try and focus on becoming Australia's first pro and then do nothing with it either. You know, so obviously those guys are the next stepping stone. So if you're not comparing yourself to them and you're not putting yourself, you know, or at least believing that you have a chance at that level, then it'd probably be a scary sort of, you know, thing to go through. And I don't ever doubt what I'm capable of. I'm also not delusional. You know, just getting up there to compete against those guys would be the biggest honor I could ever imagine. But, you know, as far as when I'm, you know, setting goals and the physique I'm trying to achieve, if you're not comparing yourself to the guys at the top, then you're trying to make your own rules. And, you know, it doesn't really seem to work that way because there are criteria and there are judges and they have sort of sculpted those beginning guys. Like, the first physique pro card was only handed out just over a few, over 12 months ago, you know, so it's very, very new. And those guys are setting the waves and, you know, that's what we aim towards till we're on that level and then see where that takes us.
Yeah. Do you like compare yourself in terms of, like, is there anyone who you say, oh, my physique's like his or my mentality is like this guy or I want to represent myself like this guy and be perceived this way? Do you get that at all as well?
Yeah, sure. Like there's one guy in particular, Sadiq Hadzevic. Since day one, I've just loved everything about the guy. He's the exact same height as me. You know, I've been tracking the way he gained his weight through achieving his pro card and then, you know, onto the Olympia stage. And I'm sort of, you know, molding myself to that. Whereas, you know, our physiques, you know, are they similar? I wouldn't per se, you know, match myself to anyone that way. But mentality wise and the way that he carries himself and the way that he is on social media is something to be admired. So, you know, I wouldn't say physique wise, but definitely his mentality and his professionalism, he hands down is the one for me.
Yeah, he's the one for you. I like that. someone will get onto you about that and give you some shit.
He's the inspiration for me.
Yeah, that's better. Now, what did you think about the first Mr. Olympia and the results of it, which was only held, you know, last year in September, where we had Mark Flex Anthony winning that one? What did you think about, firstly, Mark as the winner of Mr. Olympia? Do you think that was the right decision? And what do you think about the overall criteria they've kind of set?
Yeah, like I saw, you know, once the results came up, a few guys in men's physique over in the States, they sort of said, look, guys, please don't judge anything, you know, in your own country or your own competitions, and don't compare yourself to the Mr. Olympia, because they're on another level over there. There's a lot more involved than, you know, what you see in photos and stuff like that. But, you know, as far as Mark as a person, he's a genuine guy, amazing ambassador for the sport. Couldn't have gone to a nicer person, you know what I mean? As far as his physique, he doesn't have my preferred physique, but that's irrelevant. The judges are not saying that everyone has to go out and get dreadlocks and look like Mark Anthony. You know, he was the winner on the day. He'd put in the work before then. He's great for the sport itself, and, you know, credit to the guy, he deserves everything. But as far as his physique, I'm not worried in saying that, oh, I don't look like that, so I've got no chance at the top. I'm sure that when the men's physique Olympia comes around next year, we're going to have another completely different, you know, top four sort of lineup. Because if you look at the physiques of the guys that are at the top, they're all completely different. You know, it's so varied, and that's the exciting thing about it. And that's why I love this sport. It's not just the biggest guy wins. It's not just the person who can develop the most muscle wins or anything like that. There's a lot to it. So that's what keeps me interested.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a good way of looking at it as well. Now, do you think we'll see like a pro men's physique contest ever in Australia? Like, or how long do you think that'll kind of take? Because, you know, we've heard rumblings of a 212 possibly being here next year with the Arnold Classic Australia and things of that nature. But, I mean, do you think men's physique is on the radar for Australia?
Yeah. Well, look, I think most definitely, you know, but that's all high hopes. If people don't actually get behind it and show support for it, it's never going to happen. So, you know, if I do get my pro card, I'm going to make it my mission to make sure that the division takes off in this country, make sure that there's a following. You know, and if it means if I have any kind of say in if there'll be a pro show here or if I can do anything to help, you know, I'm going to make that my number one priority, because first of all, competing professionally in front of my home crowd would be, you know, something that not many Aussie pros get the pleasure of doing. It's never been done for physique. It's not even on the cards, but, you know, if I can make any sort of impact into helping it happen, I'm going to make sure I do.
That's awesome. And you've been a great ambassador as well for the men's physique in Australia, and pretty much, I mean, I won't say the only ambassador, but you've been the main guy out there. You've been the face that I've seen out there, whether it's just because I have you through Facebook or what it is. But it definitely, you've definitely seen your face out there, and you've definitely made a name for yourself, which is excellent. Now you're with Fitness Management Australia, and you guys teed up. You basically teed up a video that you guys did in Melbourne in Doherty's gym in Brunswick, which is obviously the famous. This is basically the mecca of bodybuilding in Australia. Now you guys were promoting the new classes, I believe, that are going to, you know, the new pro qualifying classes, which are the 212, the men's and women's physique. I mean, how's that video gone? And I mean, how's it come over with people and stuff? Because, you know, it came across really well for me. I mean, what kind of response did you get from it?
Yeah, well, like the whole idea behind it, you know, like we get so caught up in our own industry, you know, the Aussie fitness industry, you know, when you release three new divisions, chances are everybody in the know knows pretty much, you know, the gist of what it's all about. But when I was thinking about the video, I was trying to appeal to, you know, maybe the general public or the people that aren't in the know, and sort of educate them on exactly, you know, what a pro status meant. The fact that there were three new pros that were going to do something for the first time ever, you know, And I just wanted people to sort of be aware and, you know, get a bit of insight into it. So I approached Amy Fox. You know, she looks like one of the strong favorites, you know, for that women's physique protocol. And I said to her, hey, do you want to sort of do a photo shoot together? You know, Mr. and Mrs. Physique. And we can even ask one of the 212 guys to come along, and then we can make it, you know, the three new, you know, contenders for that pro card. And they all agreed to it, and they said, where are we going to shoot? So I approached Tony and I said, you know, do you think it'd be cool if we could come into Doherty's and do this? And then he started running off ideas back to me, and then I realized, well, we're really onto something here, because even Tony's excited. And then he agreed to sit down with us and do interviews, and he'd get Gary Phillips to shoot it and get a behind-the-scenes video done. So then it all just escalated from there. So, yeah, it was initially my idea, but if it wasn't for Tony and Amanda and all the guys at Doherty's, it just wouldn't have been possible. And it was super successful because we got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of views on the YouTube, and, you know, all the photos got, you know, massive success. So it was really good.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it looked like it was a success too. And, I mean, it would have been great to catch up with everyone, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like everyone sort of was so heavily into their prep and had their mind on themselves, but you saw everyone sort of come together. It was a way to, you know, take our minds off things, have a little bit of fun, and I think everyone did. So, yeah, it was definitely worthwhile.
Yeah, for sure. Now, when, like, I mean, how can people see? People can see that on rxmuscle.com.au, but let's talk about the pro card, because obviously that's going to be, you know, it's going to be a massive thing. Whoever wins it is, you know, obviously going to get a lot of recognition, especially being the first men's physique pro out of Australia. Now, if you won your pro card, what would you be doing with it? I mean, like, how would you use it in terms of competing and in terms of, you know, maybe promoting the sport more too?
Yeah, well, you know, initially, I think, you know, I spoke with my wife only just yesterday, and I said, you know, what's the plan afterwards? And she sort of said, look, you have been pretty full on going comp to comp to comp. I've had no real off season and still been able to make changes to my physique, which is, you know, pretty crazy. But she sort of said, I want you to take a few weeks off, settle down and decide where to go from there. But, you know, of course, you can't settle my mind down. I'm just getting way too excited. I don't want to get my hopes up and, you know, start planning the what ifs. But, you know, there's a few shows later in the year that look very interesting to me that have a men's physique category as well. So if all went to plan, I would love to get up on the pro stage before the year is done. But if for some reason that isn't the case, and I have to focus on other things to prepare myself for the following year, 2015, I plan to do as many pro shows as they'll let me into. You know, and I'm hoping that all my amazing sponsors come to the party and really make this happen, because you know, it's something unique. And I think that, you know, my sponsors and just IFBB Australia in general have a unique opportunity to really get somebody really competing competitively in the pro leagues and you know, not just a bodybuilder. So, I don't know, look, high hopes, but we'll all see what happens when the time comes, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Now, who do you consider, is there someone out there you consider to be like your biggest competition in the class of a men's physique? Because, you know, people want to hear names. Like, people want to hear you say, oh, I reckon this guy is, or I reckon that guy is. Because, you know, we get the typical answers of, oh, look, you know, there's a lot of good competitors, and, you know, if someone can beat me, then they'll be great, and all that type of stuff. But is there one guy that you look at that says, okay, he's got a killer physique, and he's going to be, you know, he's going to challenge me?
Yeah, well, look, I can only go off, you know, the people I've competed against already. You know, from the guys that I've already seen, you know, James Kant's been, you know, we've been back and forth since we both started competing. Last Australasia's, he took out first place, and then I came back and backed up at the Western Sydney's, and then it was a very close one at Nationals. You know, so it's been back and forth between us. He is over at the Arnold now, which is, you know, a massive, massive task he has ahead of me, but I wish him the best of luck. But when he comes back from that, depending on what state he's in, he could definitely be, you know, someone to look out for. But then, you know, Tony Doherty's gone and spoken to Mo from IFBB New Zealand, and he's actually getting one of their top guys to come over and compete on the pro qualifier stage as well. So he, from what I've seen, his previous shows, his physique is outstanding. And he reckons he's made some massive, massive changes since then. So he's a bit more discreet with what he's letting out of the bag, which sort of excites me a little, because I think he's got some confidence there in that, you know, he's going to, you know, put on a show and bring something spectacular. So, you know, between James, who I've already seen and we've had that ongoing rivalry, and then the possibility of, you know, a New Zealand superstar coming across with an upset, I think they're definitely the two that, you know, on my radar for sure.
Yeah, I mean, do you know how that will work? Like, if a New Zealander competitor did actually, you know, obviously I'm not trying to say they're going to beat you or anything, but sure. If that New Zealand competitor did actually win, would the next placing Australian win their pro card, or how would that work? Yeah.
Well, apparently that's the way it goes, but I'm not letting that mentality even steep into my mind for a second. You know, I'm there to beat everybody on the day. So, you know, in my opinion, I want that first place regardless. But yeah, so I did talk to Tony about it, and he said, oh, well, if a New Zealander wins, that'll be a New Zealand IFBB Pro card, and an Aussie will have to get one on the day. So yeah, the next placing Aussie will receive the Aussie one. But we don't like to think like that. First place all the way.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Anthony, I want to thank you for coming on Aussie Muscle Radio. You've kind of impressed me with how, you know, I mentioned it the last time, but you've spoken probably even better this time. You're one of the best spoken people we've had on the show, you know what I mean? You hold yourself very well, and you're just a great representative of the sport. Now, do you have any sponsors out there you want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, definitely. My amazing sponsors, Muscle Meals Direct, NDA, Aquahydrate. And, you know, I just finished my laser hair removal treatments with MD Cosmetical. They've been amazing. You know, agreed to do all that for me, which takes a massive strain out of the final prep. And then Detoxology as well, who have kept my insides and my organs operating well, you know, going through all these competitions. So without them, you know, it would have been a much harder preparation. So thank you to all of you guys. Thank you to my coaches, Nathan Page, Andy Forbes, my beautiful wife. And, of course, RX Muscle, man, you guys have been such an amazing support for me, and keep doing what you're doing, because I love the show and I listen to it every morning on my cardio. So thank you.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that. And we're going to continue to support you, and anyone who supports the industry, we're right behind, because we're a bit all about that as well here at rxmuscle.com.au. But, Anthony, make sure you do Australia proud up there, and I'm sure all the other Aussies and stuff will be doing really well at FedEx. Just before you go, do you have any predictions for some of the other classes, like the Men's Open and 212 or any of those ones?
Predictions? Not so much. I can't say that I'm too in the know to start, you know, picking first and seconds and all the rest of it, but I saw few of Scott Gable's pictures, and, you know, from just the confidence you hear in his voice, on that alone, I think it's going to be very hard to beat that man. So, you know, probably Scott's my pick for the Open. The 212 category is getting amazing, amazing buzz at the moment. Positive and negative, comments going back and forth between everybody. Yeah, you know, definitely. I did that photo shoot with Mark. He's always been good to me. He's a fellow Muscle Mill sponsored athlete. So I wish him all the best with that. So, yeah, I'd probably say Mark for the 212. And, you know, I'd love to see Amy Fox take out the women's physique. I think she really deserves it. She's a very hard worker. The other division. I think figure is probably one of the most difficult to judge, and I would hate to make a prediction, but I definitely want my coach, Andy Forbes, to absolutely kill it. And then there's the bikini, Sarah Allen. She's a fellow NP athlete as well, and she always looks amazing. She's our national champion, and I think she really deserves that too. So, yeah, they're going to be my picks, I think, for the pro qualifiers.
Excellent. I love it. Anthony, thanks for coming on Aussie Muscle Radio once again. That's Anthony Rufus, IFBB Physique, Mr. Australia, and potential IFBB Physique Men's Pro.
International Protein is an Australian company owned by qualified food scientist, IFBB Pro, and three-time world champion Christine Enville. At International Protein, we don't believe in selling overhyped or fad products, so you can be assured that if a product has our name on it, the formulation has been developed based on the latest nutritional research in the field of strength and conditioning performance. At the core of International Protein, there are five key principles: taste, quality, affordability, results, and flexibility. Christine Enville is proud to share her successful nutritional formulations with people who are serious about their body, their sport, and their performance, so they too can reach their ultimate goals. Look for International Protein in all good health food and supplement stores.
paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory. There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shop fronts. Bulk Nutrients stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop. Mass Nutrition is Australia's premier sports supplement provider, with over 13 stores Australia-wide, stocking everything from protein powders and pre-workout mixes to weightlifting accessories and gym apparel. Mass Nutrition covers all your fitness needs. Owned and operated independently by Australia's best bodybuilders, you know you're not only getting the best brands at the best prices, but you're getting truly expert advice as well. Fuel your fire at one of our Mass Nutrition retail outlets, or shop online at MassNutrition.com.au.
Need that edge in your training to push past barriers, break PBs, and take the body you've been working so hard for to the next level? Well, look no further. Gripped Fitness, the brand that supports the industry and Australia's top athletes. Gripped has a complete range of lifting accessories and apparel designed to get you lifting more, while providing the needed support and aesthetics to take your body to the next level. Check them out at www.gripped.com.au. Get a grip.
Thermoburn Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding, thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
My Muscle Chef is the perfect solution for anyone who doesn't want to spend hours cooking, cleaning, and doing groceries every week. You can now focus on your training knowing your diet is taken care of. All you need to do is microwave and eat. To order, simply jump online at MyMuscleChef.com or call 1-300-364-993.
Here's to the athlete, the bodybuilder, the figure competitor, those who are committed, those who sacrifice, those who want to be different, the ones that get up an hour before they have to, that put their body on the line for their goals and are never, ever satisfied with close enough. You can ridicule them, but you can never ignore them, because they challenge the way people make you think about themselves. And while the masses try to confine them and dismiss them, at ATP we celebrate their achievements, their dedication, and why they improve the world. Visit us on Facebook or at www.atpscience.com.
Welcome back to Aussie Muscle Radio. We had a few great interviews there. We had Josh Lenardowicz, we had Anthony Rufus. We might have even had Dave Palumbo, I'm not sure, because I was going to try to get Dave on the show before he just before he flew out for Australia. I think he had one day in New York. So hopefully I was able to get Dave, but if not, we had a great show regardless. Boys, we got FitX this weekend coming up. I mean, Scotty and I, we're only 5 days out. Scotty, you're 6 days out from being, I think, a pro, is it, according to me?
So, well, yeah, 6 days. Mick's doing the countdown for me, because if it wasn't for Mick, I'd probably forget to rock up the venue.
Yeah. You know what, Scott? No more Texas from Nick. That's it. No more. And for the listeners that have no idea what we're talking about, you can listen to the end of this show and see Scott have a meltdown, because clearly he's fucking angry and tired at 6 days out.
Are we putting that up? Are we putting that whole 10-minute
Absolutely. Put it up. It's funny. It's funny. You know what? I can take a bag in from Scott. I love it. It's good.
Yeah, well, it was. We had a very long extended ad break, which was very interesting. But
I just explained to Mick that it's a bit annoying when someone gives you the countdown to their pro card. When obviously it's forefront in your mind, and you don't need to be reminded about it when you're just trying to relax and get shit done.
I can understand it from both point of views. I'm the neutral party.
You're the fence sitter.
Yeah, I'm a fence sitter. But keep everyone happy. Now, let's talk about FIDEX. It's a massive, massive event. 7th, 8th, and 9th of March. We're going to kick it off on Friday night. We've got the, I believe it's a bikini and the men's physique, where we're going to have pro cards given out there to each a men's physique and a bikini competitor, which I will not be at. Mick will be holding down the fort, and we've got Jimmy Sadek helping out as well, and we've got Holly taking photos for us, and yeah, we're going to have the crew there, and they're going to be looking after that for me. And then on Saturday, we're going to have basically all the other classes. We're going to have Women's Physique Pro Card. We're going to have Men's 212 Pro Card. We're going to have Men's Open Pro Card. What's the one I'm forgetting? There's one more.
Women's
Figure. So we're going to have four Pro Cards given away on Saturday, and we're going to have three of those people competing. We've got Figure, Men's 212, and Men's Open competing in the pro shows. So, Scotty, it's going to be absolutely massive. You're one of those guys that are favoured to win a pro card in the Open. You and Josh Lenardowicz, who's on this show, you two are the favourites kind of going into it. And, I mean, it's insanely exciting for me to watch that pro qualifier. So, Scotty, I mean, how confident are you now? I'll start with that.
I'm reasonably confident. I think I'll look pretty bloody good. I'll certainly be good enough to beat the Josh Lenardowicz we saw on stage last year. And I'll certainly absolutely crush the Scott Go we saw on stage last year. I'm trying to come in good enough that, you know, I would have won last year's pro qualifier. And I think I'm thereabouts. So, yeah, I think I'll do well. Look, if I get beaten, and there's certainly that possibility, there's no foregone conclusions, I'll be beaten by someone who's pretty bloody good, and that's cool.
That's awesome. So let's jump straight into it. Like, I want to do our predictions. I want to do our predictions for the men, and I want to do the predictions for our 212 men as well. But I just want to mention, obviously, we've got Josh Lenardowicz, who's going to be in it, who's being, you know, prepped by Chad Nichols. We've got Andy Crawford, who's going to be in that open as well, and he's over there. I'm sure he's back by now. And he's being prepped by Dennis James. And we've got Benny Townsend in it. Am I missing anyone off, Scotty?
Not that I'm aware of. We've got those guys that, you know, might jump on the scales at the weigh-ins and scare the living shit out of us. David Cutler weighs 97 kilos. I'm not going to be happy. I believe that's a lineup. Yeah, we've had Kazunian drop out. We've had Jenkins drop out. I don't know of anyone else.
Now, Mick, do you want to kick off the predictions?
Oh, I'd love to right now. mate, even though I have a newfound hatred for Scotty after that fucking abuse I just copped, he's still my firm favourite. And I'm just going to pretend like Scott's not even online right now, and I can't even hear him. I just think Scott's come in condition and nailed it way too many times and been consistent way too many times. He's going to be the best Scott we've ever seen. And it's really paining me to say this right now after what's just happened, but he's going to be the best Scott we've ever seen. His posing, we all know, is second to none. Plus all that extra added size has gone on. I just think he's going to be too much. Joshua and Andrew, still unknown how they're going to come in, but I can't see either of them coming in at 100% beating Scotty just now.
Who's second?
I'll go Joshua.
Yep.
And I'll go Andrew third. I don't see Benny being a factor. And no knock against Benny. He's still got a lot of growing that to do, but I just don't see Benny being a factor at all in this lineup. Yeah.
Mick, you stole my picks. Exactly. You stole my picks, right?
That's
right. Yeah. I concur with all those. I concur with what you said about Scott, but obviously Josh Lenardowicz is going to be a big-time challenger, and you never know what Andy Crawford's going to bring too. I think Benny Townsend, I think he's going to make some big improvements, but I don't think he'll be at that level yet where he can knock off, you know, a couple of really good guys. So it's going to be interesting. Scotty, do you want to do predictions for this, or do you want to just skip on to the 212?
Yeah, I predict I'll win it the moment I walk on stage.
Excellent. I love it. But
I love that. I do too. I love that shit.
Let's talk about the 212. And this one's a pretty tightly contested one. We've heard We've had a lot of controversy for every week with Gary Wright and who's prepping him and all that stuff, and that's kind of interesting. And then we've got Adam Browner, who's going to be coming back, and, you know, first time he's competed in quite a while. We've got David Cutler, who, for me, is my pick, and he's coming back for his, I think, his third or fourth attempt at an IFBB Pro Card, where he's got second, I think, another three times. And who else am I missing off there? Is there anyone else?
Gretchy,
of course. Gretchy, yeah. He's coming in, and he's going to be his biggest ever, it seems like. So, and he's kind of going to be, you know, pushing his weight compared to what he's competed at in previous years. They're the main guys, aren't they? Yeah, I mean, am I missing anyone? I feel bad because there's so many guys doing these.
Nah, we had a few pull out, didn't we? We had Tony pull out, Peter Wall pull out.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be absolutely massive, and I'm very, very excited for it. Now, Mick, do you want to kick it off again, or do you want Scotty to go first?
No, no, I'll go because Scotty's obviously dealing with some mental issues at the at this present time, and, you know, I'll just give him a bit more space. Brown has been my pick from day one, even before anyone started dieting. We all know that, and I'm a big fan of his physique. When is it 100%? Now, Adam will probably hear this, and I'm not trying to rattle any cages, right, but I have seen Adam do it in the gym lately, doing cardio at lunchtime, which has me thinking maybe he's stressing too much and putting the foot down, which 9 times out of 10, and I know we've all been there and we've all done it, you go too far and you burn up and sacrifice muscle that you don't need to be this close. So
that can cause flatness as well, which can almost appear like fatness. So.
So that has concerned me a little bit. So I'm just going to put Adam to the side for a second. Gretchy, I stay in contact with. Obviously, I'm very good friends with Gretchy and get the occasional photo. He is going to shock people. Like, this is the best Gretchy we're ever going to see. There's no doubt about it. We've just had some awesome photos of Gary being put up as well. Now, mate, there's no doubt Gary's on, and he looks amazing. Whether or not the drama going on with Trevor and Mike's team and all that crap is getting to him, we don't know, and we won't know until he gets on stage. Cutler, I can only go on what Cutler's training partner has been telling me lately, and that is Cutler is on, Cutler will be at his best ever, and bigger and fuller. Yeah. Now, if they're all at 100%, I'm still going to go Browner, no matter what. I still think he's got the shape and the muscle bellies and the hardness to bring it home. If not, at this stage, I'm going to go Cutler the win.
Yep. Yeah. Sure. Okay. So give us in order. In order, I want to hear it.
Oh, fuck. This is going to be this is sort of the hardest class, mate, because the photos I'm getting from each of these guys, it just keeps blowing me away each time I see them.
Yeah.
If they're on 100%, I'll go Browner, Cutler, Gretchy, Gary.
Yeah, it's a tough one to predict, and it feels like whoever you put in third and fourth, you're kind of offending. So I'm just going to put it out there, and don't be offended if I pick you fourth, because you can come in and win it and prove me wrong. But I'm saying Cutler, I'm saying Gary, I'm saying Gretchy, and then I'm saying Browner. Scotty, what's your predictions?
Look, from the beginning, I've said Browner has all the potential in the world, but it's very, very difficult to compete at this level in your second contest prep. So I'm tipping that Browner is the Gary Wright of 2014. Looked amazing in the lead up to an extent. You know, had crazy fullness and a lot of hype and a lot of talk, but, you know, if it's your second contest prep and you're coming in from a new body weight high and you're figuring things out and you're working with new people, man, it's just hard to get it right. You know, I didn't get my second contest prep right. So I don't think you'll be on. I'm not basing this on potential or guys. I think it'll come in 100%. I'm just basing it on sort of, how I think they're going to look on the day. And I don't think Browner's going to be on the money. There was a few little things he said in his interview and things like that, which I thought made me lead to believe that he was a bit behind schedule and had some work to do. As for Gretchy, he's definitely a hell of a lot bigger. He is a veteran of this group. And in my eyes, that experience and the competing at multiple times and multiple national titles bumps him up a slot or two. So I've got Gretchy up there. David Cutler's the man. David Cutler doesn't miss it. If he makes that weight class, David Cutler's my winner. Gretchy's second, Gary Wright's third, Browner's fourth. The reason Gary and Gretchy will probably be pretty close. The pictures of Gary were very impressive, but there were still some things about him that were just a little odd. You know, like, he didn't have an amazing taper. The thing with Gary is he doesn't have great quarter turns and stuff like that. In his best poses, Gary's amazing. But in a lot of the other poses, he just doesn't quite seem to be put together as well as a Gretchy. So
yeah, I agree.
Gretchy's second, and man, I'm just hoping that Cutler has to suck down or do something silly at the end, and me and Gretchy walk onto the pro stage. If that happens, that will be there will be a party of some sort.
Like Vegas, Scotty?
There could be a Vegas style celebration.
Remember that big table?
In a Crown penthouse apartment, if that happens.
The thing about the 212 is I think any of these guys can win. Any of these guys can be pro and standing on that pro stage on that day. So there's no offense to Browner. There's no offense to Gretchy, who I pick in third, because between Gary and Gretchy in second. I was like, oh, shit. But any of these guys can win it. Literally any of these guys can win it, and I'm so excited for, you know, like, I'm putting all, you know, personal stuff aside, you know what I mean? If I don't like one guy, and, you know, I'd still pick him if it's like that. So I'm putting everything personal aside, just guessing how they might show up, and, I mean, it is all a guessing game what we're putting out there, and I don't want anyone getting offended or anything like that. I want someone to come up to me and say, hey, you know, I proved you wrong, and I'll be like, good work.
They won't
say it like that. They'll say it like, fuck you.
Yeah, I'll get inboxes. They'll never come up to me. I'll get inboxes saying, hey, fuck you. Why did you say this about me? And why do you think that I would have got fourth? And all that shit.
Xavier, do you remember the shit we copped after the Western Suburbs?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. There's some sensitive people out there. I mean, hey, remember what you said about me when I got on State of the Australasia? Mick looks like shit. Remember that?
I didn't say you look like shit.
Well, along those lines.
That would be me. Sounds like me.
Anyway, boys.
When they go on the pro stage, who's going to win, the over or under guy?
Ooh, that's it. I reckon the over guy. I reckon the over guy. Yeah.
I reckon the over guy, easy.
Yeah, of course it's going to be you, Scotty. 6 days, mate.
Yeah, countdown is on.
Okay.
Would have forgotten if people weren't counting down in my corner.
Yeah, I want to mention... this is going to be a massive weekend for us. Mick, you're obviously joining the RX crew, and you are going to be the man in charge of the weekend. So I'm a little bit nervous about that. I know you're going to get those sweaty palms, and you're going to be a bit nervous, especially on that Friday night. But it's going to be massive. I'm so excited to be covering this show once again. I'm excited for festivities, and I'm excited for, you know, doing the show and going to the pro show on Saturday night and seeing Dave Palumbo and Chris Aceto, who are going to be out here, and then going for a big feed after. And it's just, I mean, the whole weekend is absolutely awesome, and it's going to be very exciting. But basically, I want to let everyone know, tune into rxmuscle.com.au. There is a live play-by-play that is going to be run by Michael Galley, basically. Jimmy Sedek's going to be putting up photos. We're going to have wrap-up videos. We're going to have winner interviews, probably more just for pro-qualifier interviews and maybe one or two others. And we're probably going to do a pre-show video as well, like a video preview maybe. We're going to do athlete interviews and posing in hotel rooms and stuff like that. So we're going to have so much content going up on that website over this weekend. It's going to be your one-stop place, basically. We're going to probably get some stuff going through a forum and stuff as well, and it's just... it's going to be nuts. I absolutely can't wait to do this. And I'm just, you know, there is those little times where I feel a little bit stressed and I'm a little bit worried about it all. But overall, I'm just, I know I'm in good hands with you, Mick. And for not only for the rxmuscle.com.au stuff, but also for my contest prep as well.
Cool.
Is Mick dead? Mick's gone. Fuck him. he's gone. We'll just finish it. We'll just finish it together.
Yeah. Okay,
3, 2, 1. But yeah, Mick, I'm excited because you're going to be, you know, obviously helping my my contest prep as well. So that'd be great. But that's it for another week, boys. Another great show. I think people are going to be happy with this one. I just want to mention our last few sponsors. We've got Gripped Fitness Accessories. They're a great sponsor of us. Make sure you visit their booth this weekend coming up at FitX. They've got Rich Piana there. They've got a whole heap of people there. So that is definitely not one to be missed out on. Muscle Nutrition, the show is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. Actually, I just want to mention as well before I just get off script, they've got a male and female apparel line that will be displayed at FitX. So make sure you get onto that as well. Muscle Nutrition, the show is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. Hopefully I get to catch up with Matt and Monica down there at FitX. Gripped Fitness Accessory. Oh, I've already mentioned Gripped. I just want to mention Gripped's booth, actually. It's G49, so make sure you drop into that booth. ATP Science, great sponsor of RX Muscle Australia. They keep supporting us and keep bringing out great products. And My Muscle Chef, their orders close Tuesday night at midnight for the weekend's orders. But Boys, this time next week, we'll be talking straight after the pro show. We'll probably be on Sunday night. We'll be doing an episode. So for Michael Galley, Scott Goble, and I'm Xavier Wills, that's it for episode number 96 of Aussie Muscle Radio. And remember, with Aussie Muscle Radio, the truth hurts.
Yeah! Aussie Muscle Radio is a presentation of RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australian bodybuilding. Visit rxmuscle.com.au for all the latest bodybuilding news, videos, contest coverage, and so much more. Tune in next week at this same time for another round with Xavier Wills and Scott Goble, only on Aussie Muscle Radio.